they were really good.
Excellent. It all gagged up apparently on that damn May Day thing.
It's really Ron ought to really be rough on that one. That was pretty sorry.
Yep.
I mean, every one of them, and the township, all of them, emoting about Boris, Lloyd, even he.
I know, that was amazing that he
but
he got
it. But incidentally, don't, I mean, of course, you're going to find Environment, Sapphire, and the rest, don't worry about that. That couldn't have been better for us.
No, that's, you're absolutely
well, don't
right.
You agree?
I absolutely.
That's what we want. We want to get that point across. That allowed me for once to get across the fact that I was for the police.
Darn right.
I suppose your left wingers don't agree with that.
Oh, I haven't gotten any feeling from anybody on that, but on the network thing, they made the point, like ABC, and they did a very quick wrap-up and made the point that, you know, the president spoke out more directly on the May Day matter than he had previously. He said the police had used the right combination to firmness and restrain those participating in the panels and lawbreakers, denied constitutional rights violated, and said that the panels will not be tolerated. Chancellor afterwards made that point, but didn't really go into it much. I mean, he said what the thing that fascinated him was the follow-up, you know, just the technique or the fact that there was follow-up, which a couple others have noted too.
Well, and they had all ganged up. I don't mind.
I know. He made the point that the president supported the police absolutely, which he probably thought was bad, but
he hasn't read the polls.
That's right. That's right. And Bud afterwards on CBS made the same point. No, he said the high point of the press conference was the follow-up on May Day and the interaction between the president and the reporters. Calb said that's the first time it has happened and all that. But it's kind of interesting. Just starting to get some of the stuff in, but one call I got was from the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Robert LaFortune, and he said... the president's discussion of the May Day demonstrations was excellent. It would bolster morale and spirit of law enforcement officers throughout the country. And it's, I think you're going to get a lot of that.
All the purpose.
A lot of positive reaction on that.
But we didn't have any other choice.
Hell,
we know that our constitutional rights violated. What the hell? That's what you have to do.
On Brady Black, the Cincinnati Inquirer says the president was especially firm and forceful on law and order, putting the May Day demonstrations in perspective and pointing out the pattern for other cities. He also mentioned the UAR thing. A lot of them seem to have mentioned that, but he just treated
well, that they put an arm.
Noel Mead Alcorn says one of the best press conferences the president has had, specifically the May Day demonstration answer, was by far the best. Showed a command and firmness that was good. And then he said, secondly, the McCloskey question. He admired the way the president handled it with a comment that it can be a booby trap.
Pointing out that I would not.
He was saying it could be a booby trap getting into it, but that you would handle it right. And
that was good. I got all political questions answered for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Don Goodenough of the LA Examiner says the president gave a strong defense of the police action in handling the recent demonstration in Washington. It was an intelligence presentation. It was something that was needed. I thought he was quite cool. This is a good point. Instead of attacking the courts, he defended the system. Which is
a little hard to defend.
Well, but it was still good point. I think you got some pretty good zings in on there too. Slap old Sarah on her damn oversupply of goods in Vietnam. You're concerned with bringing that home.
I think too, it's the point at the end.
Excellent.
Easiest. I had all the thoughts. Do you think I got it from?
Yeah. Very much so. That's
a grub thing.
That was Dick Moore's thing was the president, as usual, was way ahead. The president's answer on credibility was perfect. He particularly liked the comparison between demonstrators, the vandals and lawbreakers. And the thing of pointing out that the police took greater care of the rights of those arrested than the arrested persons did of the rights of the citizens. He's more like that. John Conley says, it's interesting, that the president did exceedingly well. I find myself frustrated again because of the emphasis on Vietnam rather
Incidentally, Pat said that we've got to get a hold of Good on this. Agree that they have compared with the other press conferences, probably on camera, it was not as good as that. Said some way or other, Sharpard didn't have a camera. Did you notice that or not? Maybe they didn't.
No.
They're very sensitive.
Yeah, no.
Don't have him fool with it. The last one was very good.
Right.
It may be that they're wrong.
Take a look, see if they change anything. They shouldn't. Because we did have it. It was awfully good.
It is true that I have attuned it. But I'm inclined to think what I might do in future press conferences. Real good. Why the hell do I look at the reporter at all? I think I should just turn to the camera and answer them.
I would.
Every goddamn question. No, really. Why do I look at Peter Lustigo? Screw him.
You could look at him when he asked it, and then turn to the camera to answer.
Turn to the
so
camera.
The camera had moved
like,
to where the reporter
as
was.
As I did, you know, on that question of credibility. Turning to the camera, that's the best thing to do. She's probably right.
Could be, yeah.
The rest of the fight. Good God, you don't worry about the press. God damn what they
sure should.
You know, it's interesting, though, Bob, with all the big questions today, they should have been mirroring it on the wall. They covered it tangentially. Jesus Christ, screwed around about Mayday. Now, what the hell? And most of the people just don't give a goddamn about it. Just think we did the right thing.
And a couple of the Vietnam questions were just repetitions.
Oh, why don't you get out?
But still, out of 21 questions, there were only 5 on Vietnam, which is an all-time record.
Prisoners. I think it was good.
Well, then there were 2 more on POW, so we would have been 7.
Johnson agreed to stop the Moscow discussion.
Right.
We're not going to make that sense.
So that you don't get anything. Make it clear we don't get anything from gaining civilians.
Well,
that's amazing. Not a single question on the economy. Nothing on
nothing.
Dollar in Europe.
Look, Buchanan had all these goddamn questions on the economy, on the euro dollar,
on steel prices,
on also a lot of political questions. I cut them off.
Yep. Sure glad you got that dope question, because you really got, it was good to get into that.
And I covered it pretty completely.
Well, it was a good thing you did, because you didn't get another chance at it.
Got to hit the marijuana.
Got marijuana loud and clear.
Agree with that. But you just got to say a few more things that agree with folks.
And again, this call from the wife of the president of Tuskegee Institute. She says she was particularly impressed with the attitude on drugs.
The blacks, they had all the questions about the blacks. But these bastards are only interested in something that made it. They're a pretty bad bunch.
But I think it worked to your benefit to get all those questions on Mayday because you got your law and order.
Mayday really gets the law and order.
That's right.
They got one question. Open.
Well, they hit them hard on the vandals and hooligans and lawbreakers. You're not going to screw around with that kind of stuff. I'm going to keep this government going. And he said, I'm going to keep this government going. And period. If they come back again, we'll do it again. And you get,
don't let our liberals get concerned about this.
I don't think they will.
They don't know about it, Bob. They don't know what people, what's really right either. God damn it, these people are thugs, vandals, terrorists. That's what they are. You know, they really are.
Sure.
Do you agree?
Sure.
God damn it, well, let's stand up and say so.
I made the point clearly on that. I'm in good shape on that one.
Anything else from your
input? This one is just getting in.
Old Connolly, he's pretty great. He likes to really hit him.
Yeah.
Did he mention any particular question?
Just, no.
No? Keep doing it.
Because he likes the format, you know, the way you come through on him. But he thought if you get into domestic, which is, you don't get any naughty questions. There's no way you can do it.
You're tough to join. Have I ever got a question on the environment? Have I ever had a question on revenue sharing? Have I ever had a question in government reorganization? The answer is not one question. Never. On any of those subjects, you realize, ever since the State of the Union, I have not had one question on any of those subjects. None, whatever. And since the State of the Union last year, not one of those subjects.
Tonight, you got really two domestic questions. The women.
Well, women, for Christ's sake, is me.
Which is stupid, and the civil rights
question. She asked a very stupid question, the civil rights question. About the civil rights. I thought it was well to hit Hesper, though, to question the sincerity.
Yeah. I think that's right. We should take
this idea that everybody else is. I don't question his. No, as I said, I don't question his sincerity. I didn't deliberately go into, you know, Buchanan and all these other, not Buchanan, but particularly all the other, the list of things we've done for Negroes. I deliberately don't do it, Bob. Folks ain't for us.
That's right.
They aren't for food stamps. They aren't for welfare. They aren't for more people. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So I don't say it. I'm not very proud of it.
Our poll thing shows that you rate high in that, which may be higher than you want to be.
Okay, let me know if you got any more.
Sure.